I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome to the Stress Mastery Podcast Saturday edition. I am your host, Coach Felix, filling in for Mark Middlestead. Today's topic is awareness. But before we get started, I would like to remind you all that access to the Stress Mastery community is absolutely free for the first 30 days. Sign up today and have complete access to courses, evaluations, community discussions, and much more. Also, I would like to take a moment to wish everyone in the Stress Mastery community and to all that are listening, happy holidays. In Stress Mastery, everything begins with awareness. So today I would like to share a recent challenge that our family faced and how being aware of stress mastery skills and practices helped us get through it. We have been renting home for the past 9 years in one of the best school districts in our area. Our son, who is now 21 and has autism, graduated from this high school, and our daughter, who is 18, is scheduled to graduate next year. Our plans have always been that after her graduation, we would move to a different area and purchase a home. All we needed was to renew our lease for one more year. But our landlord was stalling the renewal for over a month, and we did not understand why. On October the 1st, 2021, I got a phone call from the landlord explaining that her husband had a catastrophic health event, and that was forcing them to sell the house. She offered us to buy it, but if not, we had 60 days to vacate. In the past year, real estate in South Florida has been red hot. Low inventory, high demand has driven the market. As I hung up the phone and before I spoke to my wife, my ego took conscious mind control, automatically sending me into the red zone. I became angry, fearful, and self-pity was beginning to set in. As I realized what was taking place, I took a moment to slow down, take a deep breath, put myself in their shoes, and I was able to go into the let go technique and peacefully sit with my wife and explain our situation. Needless to say, she became streamed and her ego was activated. Knowing that we did not want to purchase the house, our decision was clear. We needed a new place to rent in the area so our daughter could finish her high school. We went to work and found that the first two real estate agents were so busy selling that it seemed to us that they did not share the same sense of urgency that our challenge was presenting to us. At that moment, I went back to read The Surrender Experiment by Michael Singer. For those of you that have not read it, I highly recommend it. It's all about surrendering to what life brings to you in your way. A few days later, a dear friend recommended a real estate agent that became our guide through this process. And the first thing she asked was, "Are you willing to look further away since your daughter is now driving?" This made my ego active again, this time in fear. We found out that we could live further away, and because she was a senior, she could finish there. My fear came from her having to drive a long way to school. As you can see, the movie in my ego was playing in my head involved her on a road and all sorts of negative things happening to her, and we still had no idea where we would end up. We now had 30 days to move, and we agreed to look further away. We saw over a dozen properties in a week span, several of which we made offers, and we were constantly outbidded. Becoming frustrated, we decided that we might need to look into trailer parks to buy an RV and stay in our area in the meantime. To our amusement, they also were full, no spaces available. It just seemed like every door we tried to open would close in our face. Now in the second week of November, in a conversation with Bill, he asked a simple yet profound question. What is blocking you? At that moment, it hit me like a ton of bricks. My answer was fear. Becoming aware of this allowed me to slow down and sit with it and truly let it go. We continued our search. This time, our agent asked, "How can you be so calm?" She said, "I've been so worried for you that I'm losing sleep over this." I explained to her that fear had been setting our search back, and that I replaced that with faith. November the 18th came by, 12 days away from our deadline. She took us to see a beautiful villa in the same area where we currently live. We walked in, my wife and I looked at each other and said, "This is the one." As life has it, the family living there at the time that we're moving out, not only were from Puerto Rico, just like us, but also had a son with autism. By the way, personally, I don't believe in coincidences. We immediately submitted an offer, and the next day the listing agent contacted ours to let us know that someone had a higher offer, and so it began, a bidding war for what we knew was going to be our home. For the next 4 days, on a daily basis, we continued our outbidding others. On Tuesday the 23rd, we decided to present our best and final offer. Now we only had 7 days to vacate. For several hours, we heard nothing. Later that evening, our agent called and asked us, "Are you guys available for a walkthrough on the 24th in your new place?" We cried, and were also turned. Our worries became gratitude. The awareness to slow down, see my ego, and let go technique guided me every step of the way when I became streamed. It took us 4 days to move out of the old house into the new house, and we made our deadline. Now we are set and happy in our new home. Also, allowing the flow of life, the financial aspect of this sudden move came together. So here are a few tips to help you through any difficulty that you may be facing. Our egos activate in less than a second. It takes us through the human construct into the alarm zips and red zone, where our identity base becomes event, judgment, and reaction. This is where having the awareness to slow down and take a deep breath and apply stress mastery practices allow you to get into the recuperation system green zone, where the identity base is event, awareness, and response. Naming your ego gives you the awareness to see that voice in your head. The let go technique by asking 4 simple questions. Can I allow this? Could I let this go? Would I let this go? When will I let this go? You have the ability to raise your vibration by releasing negative programming. If you try these simple techniques, I am sure they can help you just like they've helped me. And that's all for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. Join us on that mission by simply like, share, or subscribe. The links are right below the show notes. As always, until next time, stay inspired.